Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
FT.
Hello and welcome back to the FT Arts Podcast. I'm Jan Daly and this week we're discussing the man many people call Britain's greatest cultural figure, William Shakespeare. 50% of the world's children study Shakespeare in the classroom and his plays have been translated into more than 100 languages. Nelson Mandela once said, "Somehow, Shakespeare always seems to have something to say to us." This year, the Bard is celebrated in the World Shakespeare Festival. And one strand of the festival, Globe to Globe, brings all 37 of his plays, each performed in a different language, to Shakespeare's Globe in London. I'm joined in the studio by Dominic Drumgoole, Artistic Director of the Globe, Bob Grant, until recently Professor of the History of Ideas at Glasgow University, where he taught English literature, and Peter Aspden, the FD's arts writer. But before I turn to them, let's hear from Roger Granville, who's producing The Comedy of Errors in Dari Persian for the Afghan theatre company Ra-e-Sab as part of Globe to Globe. The company recently left Kabul for the first time to tour India before coming to England. We spoke to Roger earlier.
The theatre company Ra-e-Sab, which translates generally as Path of Hope, or literally the green way, was set up in 2005. And it grew into something much bigger and more long-term in Afghanistan, especially after a great performance that received international acclaim back in 2005. It was an adaptation in Dari Persian of Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost. And I think on the back of that, the Globe Theatre in London showed admirable vision in taking up the potential of the company. And crucially, I think, to dispel any accusations of gimmickry that may come